Hallo zusammen, hier ist Laura vom Grünen Zweig. Ich hoffe, euch geht es allen gut. Und ich komme hier mit einer speziellen Folge, weil ich bin momentan gerade in Kenia. Und habe einen Gast hier, der vielleicht jetzt ein bisschen ungewöhnlich ist, und zwar der Enrico. Er arbeitet im Radio Charibuni, am lokalen Radiosender hier. Das ist jetzt auch der Grund, warum wir jetzt gerade auf Englisch switchen. A warm welcome to Enrico.
Okay, thank you. My name is Enrico.
Yes.
And I'm living in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
Kauma, Yarbuni.
Okay. Yeah. And you like it here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Are you like a proud Kenyan man?
I'm proud to be a Kenyan and I'm proud to be... I'm like the Kenyan man. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me something about your profession?
My professional job is a news anchor.
Uh-huh.
And I have started like 3 years back until now. Because the support of Barbara called Mama Kaya here in Jaribuni, I will finish my studies like March or July.
Okay. At this moment I have to introduce who is Mama Kaya. Also die Mama Kaya, das ist Barbara, sie ist eine Schweizerin, die hier angekommen ist vor 13 Jahren, der Liebe wegen. Und sie lebt hier in Ganze und hat ein Unternehmen aufgebaut, wo sie mit Pro Ganze tut sie ganz viele lokale Menschen unterstützen. Plus sie hat ein Marere College und der Enrico ist damals von ihr unterstützt worden, um können im Bereich Radio arbeiten. So you have been doing a diploma in media or something?
Yeah, I have been doing a diploma in media and studies at a school in Mombasa called Rifkin's College.
Okay, and how long did it take?
It took 2 years.
2 years, and then you had like some exams?
Yeah, you will do an exam, then now it will be remaining an international exam. You are doing the exam of US.
Okay, and then in media, you can do like radio and you can work in television. What else can you do now?
In media, you are doing both radio and television, plus you are doing in a camera live coverage, because you can't be a news anchor and then you don't know how to use camera.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you are practicing both, even your voicing. Then you will be, there will be a time you will be just a commentator, like on a match games, on a, we say
like sport
event.
For sport.
Yeah, for an event we say you can be an MC. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and have you done this before?
Yeah, I have done that before because I was following one guy on a TV station called Suleiman Yeri.
Ah, I know this one, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Suleiman, he's my friend.
Ah.
And I was not knowing Suleiman Yeri, but we both met and I told him that you are my mentor, so I want this and this in this media studies. So
okay.
He has been a help for me.
Okay. And Radio Charibuni, was this your idea?
Yeah, this is a new radio started on, let's say, last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are many listeners in Kenya listening to you?
Yeah, there is many listeners, like around 20,000. And then the 20,000, we just add the out of Kenya, like Dubai, because there are many girls there, they were going to have a work at Dubai. So they just listen there.
They can listen a home radio.
Yeah.
And how do they listen? You all have it like a smartphone, you listen to the radio on your smartphone, or you still have this old radio machines?
No, we don't have an old radio machine. I told Mama Kaya that we can have a digital radio station.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that we can have a link. So that when you share the link, anyone in the country can listen to the radio station. So we have a Zeno link. So when you search Radio Jaribuni, it will come. And you are listening to the music and the interviews.
And what is your program?
My program on radio station, it is a groove hour, deal with music and interview for artists and politicians.
Okay. Yeah. And when you play music, you have to give, to pay money to play this music.
Yeah, because there is a corporate music in Kenya. You can't play any music you want. So we are choosing the music that don't have a corporate music. For example, we have been one artist here. He's a local artist. So his music, they don't have any problem
licenses.
When we play. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So when you want to play the international music, we say like Diamond, Platinum's music, you will pay.
Mm-hmm.
But we now have the license, so by April we play any music in our radio station.
And do you think the listeners want to hear international music, or they are enjoying to listen to the local artists?
Many of the listeners, they are proud of that someone is talking in the radio and I know him.
Of course, yeah. Yes.
So they are proud of that. But when they want a music, there is a request time, so we can play the music what they want. Yeah.
And for yourself, do you listen more to the local music or to the international stuff?
I'm a youth, of course, and I support the local talent of here and our community. And I told them that if you have your music, if you have any talent, come to me, I will support you. So I'm very listening to the local music from our community.
Okay.
First.
Which is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist, we say, because, you know, many artists,
mm-hmm.
when you say my favorite artist is this one, somebody will say he don't want me, he hate me. So,
so you cannot choose.
I cannot choose any favorite artist in our community.
But are you friends with all of the artists?
Of course, if you are a news anchor, you can't hate all the artists because you don't know who will give you money.
Of course.
And who will not give you money. So my favorite artist, we say this month of Feb.
Okay, this month. Let's
is a trillionaire.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing good, by the way. But in our community, there is one boy who is a coming artist called Nice Williams. He's a teacher of Jaribuni Secondary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice Williams. How old is he?
Like we say, 25.
And what kind of music does he do?
He's doing a secular music.
Can we listen a song from him?
Okay, you can listen.
Okay.
Omina wateka yeah, cause I know I'm better, I'm better than the most forgetter. In that game, we could have done. Shining, shining like a star. There's no the end, but just a start. Anytime I make my fast club like one, two, make a circle, shake a bam bam like you never before. And three, four, step on the floor, make a boogie dance like you never before. Oh, in our take off.
I like it.
Watch a different chance when you give me now a
take off. Makes me
dance.
Okay.
Okay, I like the song. Very good song. But now you have to tell me what it is about because I cannot speak Kiswahili.
Okay, this is means that he was having a girlfriend, but he was being cheated by that, by the girlfriend. So the Nawateka is saying that he take the girls so that he cannot be maybe interested by any more girl or interested by the girls. So he was single by that time.
Okay, yeah. And he's promoting to be single.
I don't know because I have not met him so that I can.
Of course, of course, yes. So you don't know this one.
Yeah.
But if you could, you would invite him here to Radio Charibuni?
I could invite him maybe like next week, Saturday.
And how does this work? I mean, from where do you get his number?
I have his number because he's my friend and we are chatting on social media, on WhatsApp. So I can invite him and have an interview with him.
Okay. And can he live? You said he's working in secondary school, right? But is it possible to live from the money which you get as a musician or an artist?
In Kenya, we have a company called MCK, Music Corporate. So the company will just choose your songs. If it has many viewers on you, they give you money in every year, end of Feb. They will circulate the money. So we don't know if how much did he get this year.
Okay. Yeah. And you, can you live from your job? Like, is there enough money from what you do?
It depends.
Because, personal question, sorry.
Because it depends because everybody needs money
at this time. Mm-hmm.
So you can't leave a job, then you don't have another job.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're not having money and you'll be broke. At the end, you'll be a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a big problem,
yeah,
that people don't have enough money here.
Yeah, they don't have enough money, but people are surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's very personal, but if you are, like, it's end of the month, you have to pay rent or something like that, and you don't have the money, what do you do?
You know, there is something that we called, we are hustling.
Mm-hmm.
So
a hustler nation.
Yeah. So people are not living that every end month I'll get the money. But when he gets the money, like today, he will pay something. He will pay for Star Times, we say. He will pay for his TV station so that he cannot be closed. He will pay rent. So they just pay a little amount. And people in this community, they are understandable. Because when someone comes with a little money and saying, I have this, I will pay you end money, they just say, okay, because there is no money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is no money around. Is that the reason that there is also many corruption in this country?
I will say that is not the reason, but we say corruption is there. Because everyone wants more money. So if he have an office and that office has more money, he'll just take his whole family to work on that family. That is one of the corruption. Because you will wait someone to go there so that he can work to help his family. But the CEO of that company, of that office, has just come with all the family want. So he's saying, this is my nephew, he will work here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Also im Schweizerdeutsch wäre das so ein bisschen wie Gevaterli Wirtschaft, habe ich das jetzt verstanden? Then something completely different. Today we met on the burial, right?
Yeah.
So for us, it's So crazy, I have to tell them in Swiss German, okay? Heute bin ich an eine Beerdigung gegangen. Es hat irgendwie um die 600, 700 Leute gehabt. Im Hintergrund gehört man es an mich nochmal schreien, weil es recht in der Nähe ist. Ich bin so vorgezogen worden, habe noch etwas müssen sagen und dann habe ich auch schon die tote Frau gesehen im Sarg und bin sehr verschrocken. Und es ist eine mega crazy Scenery und alle singen und es ist mega laut und es hat die ganze Sache Musik gegeben und wir konnten alle nicht schlafen. So, Enrico, we have a burial here and for me it's very crazy because everyone is like happy and everyone is... Everyone is there, I mean, the whole country is there, for my opinion. And it's very colorful, you know, in a burial in Switzerland, everyone is black and everyone is crying. And there is also this disco tango. I could not sleep in the night. What is with you people with death? You enjoy it, right?
Okay. I'll explain this a little bit. You know, we in Kenyans, we say that is the last life because there is a first life when you be born, a newborn baby, that is starting of life. But when the second ceremony, we say it is a wedding. So the third ceremony is, we say when you just pass away, that is a burial. So that is our last celebration of her. So people of that family, they will celebrate the life of that mother. So many of them, it is not just a celebrate, because it is not just a celebration. They will not see that person again. So they must celebrate her at the last time.
And
yeah, so they will just have a contribution to call a disco matanga, so that they can have a small contribution. The disco matanga will just not make noise like that, but they have their maximum contribution at night. So when you go with your 50 bob, 100, at the last time the family will make like 20,000 or 30,000. That is it. And then many people, they were happy because if possible, we say we are not meeting every time. So when we meet like tomorrow at the same venue at the same time, we will also be happy. So many people are gathering there because they saying that we are going to bury someone. So they will not come and cry. They will not come. Because when they cry, they will make the family bitter.
But, okay, we all paid something, right? This is what you do when you visit the burial. But they need the money to buy, maybe to rent the speakers and the chairs and the tents. Is this right?
Yeah.
And is this like, is there money left in the end?
Yeah, of course there will be a budget of that money.
Okay.
They will not pay everything. There is, we say like you, Laura, you will say, I will pay for the disco. Or I will pay for the old chairs. So that is your contribution.
Okay.
We say like Peter Shehe, the MCA, will say like, I will contribute the casket. Yeah. So the money will be budgeted. At the end, the money will be left there. They will help those ones who have been left by that parents.
Okay. And how many money you said will maybe comes together in the end?
At this the end, yes, something.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, in this contribution, mostly we contribute mostly not to for the ceremony. But you might find out who is dead is the breadwinner. And that you can just say, what can happen? It's not like a wedding. You get married like in March, we'll have a wedding. So that is just her card, and maybe she was the breadwinner. So people contribute because it was emergency to them. If maybe they can use some money for the ceremony because also it's urgent. And if there is remainder, they will use to help themselves where the backhand was. Because at the end of the day, if I die today, there's someone lying on me. So there's a gap left. So they can use, we can say approximation of each money can be contributed, but because it's just a willing giver. You can just say, I can tell you, give me 1,000, 10,000, no. So we can say how much we can say, we can contribute. That depends with how friends they had. Yeah, I don't know whether it helps.
Okay, thank you. That was helpful. Good, and you know, as this is a hip-hop podcast, do you listen often to hip-hop music here in Kenya?
Yeah, of course, news presenter or radio presenters, they must listen hip-hop. And we say all songs because you can't go, you can't say, I want a job. But you don't. You have a levels that you want to listen the music, but you can't, and then you can't compare the listeners because there is someone which will telling you in a request time, I want a hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't know hip hop or you don't want to listen hip hop. So news presenters are listening every songs. They are not biased.
And which is your favorite song?
My favorite song is We Say Mind Your Business. Yeah.
Can we listen to it?
Okay.
This is Mind Your Business from who?
From Trillionaire.
Trillionaire.
Yeah.
Is he only in Kenya or maybe in other African countries famous?
Mind Your Business is a song that he dropped it like February 1st there. Yeah. And from now it has 1.2K
views. Wow, it's a lot. 4 weeks ago. Okay.
Shafunga door, look up on the vacation this time. Are you most that kicks now? It is so much better than the better. Saluti kwa wanangu wano piga haso. Saluti kwa mahasla mwaga jasho. Saluti kina mama uza mboga. Saluti kwa masista nuhu huko graf. Wanafuti kama tube maliza likiso. This time round back to the business. Mshafunga doa mkapo na vacation. This time back to the business. Tuna mwaga jasho, jasho. Tuna mwaga jasho, jasho. Chana usiku tumekesha pa. Now we back to the business. Chana usiku tumekula bra. Now we back to the business. We back to the business. We now we back to the business. We back to the business. We now we back to the business. Now we back to the business.
Okay, thank you. What I understood was Mwana Funzi, back to the business. It's the students, right?
Yeah.
I always tell them, Mwana Funzi, listen. Bill, einfach dir in der Schweiz, also wissen, ich bin eben gerade in der Schule am Arbeiten. Und Mwana Funzi heisst Schüler und Schülerinnen oder eben Students. Wegen dem habe ich jetzt das verstanden. Okay, thank you for showing me. I really liked it. But here, the funny thing is, hip-hop, for me, always needs dance hall, right? It's always, you can always dance, it's always like laid back and chilling. I really like it.
Okay.
Do you have something like concerts here?
Concert, we have them. We have a live concert. And like today, it is a Saturday, we have a live concert at Kilifi there. The people will perform live, they will sing live, And the people of this community, they like many music, but something like a certain Mijikenda music called Bango. So they keep Bango Night, a concert like Bango Night.
So it's only from the Mijikenda?
Yeah, from the Mijikenda. So when people they are here, that Mbuzi or Beria, there will be a Bango. Many people, they will go there so that they can attend.
I have to explain. Also, das Bango.
Bango.
Bango. Ist vom regionalen Stamm da, quasi so die Musik, Music Night. Und was er jetzt gesagt hat, Iberia oder Mbuzi, das sind Dörfle da, wo sie das dann veranstalten. Okay, and you like to go to this event?
Yeah, of course I like to go to those events. Many of the events, I'm the one who organizing them.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
But we say it is according to the agreement with the owner of that bar. Yeah. So when you agree, you will come with a musician of Bango. You say that I will pay him this amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just have to pay the artist.
Yeah. But we say the artist he can request so that he can go at the bar, so that he can play the music. He'll just charge the listeners who will come there. So when you go there, you will just pay like 100,000 or one go and buy one beer so that you can enter.
You can
that
see is, him or her.
Yeah, that is the fee of to enter there.
Okay. Yeah. And how often is this?
It's every Friday and Saturday.
Wow, yeah. You have a busy life.
It's every Friday and Saturday. And because we say the event season have end, so you will just see some people, they are just naming the Bango Night, like a name, let's say, like next week it will be a Valentine, because it will be a Valentine weekday, they will start today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are there artists in Kenya who are famous not only in Kenya, maybe international, some who made it?
Yeah, they can come. We say like a New Year, having Mboso.
Who is this? Mboso?
Mboso.
Is he famous?
Yeah, he's a famous musician all the way from Tanzania.
Oh.
So he came at Kilifi.
Wow.
On ferry.
Can we listen to him, Mboso?
Yeah.
Okay, take your favorite song from him. Do you also know him?
Yeah, of course.
Have you been there in Kilifi?
Yeah, I actually wasn't far from here. I was somewhere called Otferi. I don't know whether you have heard of it.
No.
Yeah. It's not far, it's just within Kilifi town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ulikuwa wapi wakati nalia lia na mapenzi? Ulikuwa wapi wakati silali nakosa usingizi? Ulikuwa wapi wakati nashindwa kula chakula? Ulikuwa wapi? Mbona umechelewa, mbona umechelewa, mbona umechelewa, mbona umechelewa. Nilipelekwa puta, sikubembeleza kupewa hadhi, nikala vya mafuta wakati ni hadhi yangu ya nazi. Kumbe hata kitandani nilipaswa kupandishwa, hata kula mwitu yani minilipaswa kulishwa. Kwa urefu wa mkono gani mgongo kujisugulisha, mengine mapya ya chumbani wewe umenifundisha. Mbona
Perfect, thank you. What is the song about?
So this is Mboso. He's saying that Mbono Mechelewa, why are you late?
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the song 2 weeks ago and it has 2.3 million viewers.
Wow!
Yeah.
Now he has a new viewer, me.
Yeah. So he's a romantic person.
Uh-huh.
He's singing love songs. So Mbono Mechelewa, why are you late? It was about a girl who was to come and seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked her, why are you late?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. That is a song about.
And the artists here, they are only singing on Kiswahili, or there are some who also sing on English?
There are some who are singing in English, and a Kenyan music, and they are not all of them who will sing English. Some they mix English and Swahili, but it's according to the artist.
Okay, and some of them, do they mix it with like traditional music?
Yeah.
Like with drums or something?
Yeah, there are some singing with traditional music, and many of the artists from Coast, they like that.
Okay, okay. So thank you very much. I have some questions for you left personally. The first one was, what is your plan for your future? What you want to, which goal is the main goal, you know?
My main goal is to become a famous journalist here in Kenya, and maybe out of this Kenya, because you know, you don't know how many people are watching you at this time. Yeah, because I have mentors who are mentoring me, and they are saying that you are doing a good job, so keep it up. One day, you'll just remember us. So, the future is to be a famous journalist. Like, I work for BBC News.
Wow, yeah. I hope so. Fingers crossed for you. And what will happen to Kenya in the future?
Now, I'm just a business person. Because I'm still young and I don't have more money to manage some big businesses. But the way Barbara is taking me like his kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when he say, can you take this money, budget yourself, I'm just eating a little and the other one I'm saving. And I'm proud of myself. I open a kiosk, like a small shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm selling something there in the community, like unga, margarine, oil.
Yeah.
So I'm getting not more money, but the money I'm getting there, I'm just so that I can earn the business to be big. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Well, thank you a lot, Enrico, for the talk. I wish you all the best, and maybe we can hear one song to end the show. You choose one.
Oh yes, my yes. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Das ist der Podcast Grüne Zweig. Du findest uns auf Spotify, Apple Podcasts oder überall, wo du Podcasts hörst. Stimme und Idee: Laura Bösiger, Sounddesign und Artwork: Moritz Bösiger.